This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Selecting the next Poet Laureate of New Hampshire usually comes with little controversy, but that's not the case this year. The selection committee, which traditionally recommends the next Poet Laureate, recently nominated poet Jennifer Militello. But for the first time ever, the governor has disregarded the committee's suggestion and nominated another poet, Daniel Thomas Moran. The Executive Council is scheduled to vote next week on Moran's nomination, but the choice has ruffled feathers among some in the state's poetry community. For more on this, we turn to current Poet Laureate Alice Fogel. Fogel is one of the members of the Poet Laureate Selection Committee, and she's on the line with us now. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thanks for asking me to.
What does the job of New Hampshire Poet Laureate entail?
The vision that we look for in candidates is all centered around bringing more poetry from the state out into broader audiences, both in the state and beyond. It also includes working with populations in the state, children, prisoners, artists, the elderly, other writers, to give opportunities to people to connect with poetry and each other around poetry. There isn't a specific instruction that the Poet Laureate gets, but it's those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. And how does the selection committee go about coming up with a choice for Poet Laureate? What are the things that a committee will look for on a poet's resume?
So we had, in this particular case, we had 12 applicants. We evaluated them all the same way, and the competition was very strong. The basic criteria are that they have demonstrated community involvement in teaching and spreading poetry around the state and beyond already. They have quality national publication and reputation, and their vision for what they would like to do in the role fits with the mission that we have and is not about self-promotion.
Mm-hmm. And so how did the committee decide on poet Jennifer Militello?
We read everybody's application materials, which include their vision statement, their resumes, all of their letters of recommendation, their books. You know, we spent over 100 hours in total evaluating all of these things. And then we came down to four finalists, and these four rose to the top based on all of those criteria that I just was talking about. And Jennifer rose to the very top. She's already done so much around the state in bringing poetry to so many people, and she organizes the State Poetry Festival. It's an annual festival, so we thought that she would just be a great person for everybody in the state to work with and to represent us both in the state and beyond.
And so traditionally, the process from here is that you would give the name of the person the committee has selected to the Executive Council and the governor, right? And then the governor would put it before the Executive Council and vote, correct?
Right. This has been in place since 1968, and the committee makes its recommendation. We submit one name, and there has never been a situation in which the governor and the Executive Council did not get guidance from us. So then what happens is that the Executive Council votes, and in most cases, you know, historically, most of the governors have just said, fine, you know, we respect your expertise. When I was appointed by Maggie Hatch, she wanted to find out more about me. She got some of my books. She distributed them to the Executive Councilors, and they read them and talked about them, and then she appointed me. So this is the first time that a governor has completely dismissed our recommendation and nominated somebody on his own.
And why do you think it's important to follow the traditional process?
The whole thing is designed to avoid favoritism or anything that's political or personal. When somebody applies, we want to be able to say to them, yes, it's a completely fair process. It's not rigged. You should submit your applications and let us, or whoever is on the committee at the time, judge you completely equally with everybody else.
The governor introduced the name Daniel Thomas Moran. Did he apply to the committee?
He did apply. Yes, he did apply, and he had good material. And there were many people that rose above him because of those criteria that I just outlined.
Meaning, teaching or community service or quality of publication, that kind of thing?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And the vision, all of those pieces. And he was not one of the finalists.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think should happen next?
What we would like to see happen is that the governor and his team meet with Jennifer Militello if they'd like to, or read up on her, or respect the process that she was chosen through, and bring her to a vote at the Executive Council meeting at the end of the month.
Alice Vogel, Poet Laureate of New Hampshire, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.